another episode of the Effective Statistician. Today, we want to talk about stories and the power of stories. Stories can be an amazing tool for communication. Super powerful. There's this quote that who asks is a person that leads. And there's a lot in truth in this. However, we can also mess up with stories. There's a funny story once during the COVID pandemic when there was homeschooling that I have seen with my child. So he got homework. Of course, homework, it was during the pandemic. Everybody was homeschooling from the teacher. And the teacher asked 10 questions. And they were all like this. Are you able to explain X, Y, Z? Do you know about this and that? And all these kind of different closed questions. And my, at the time, I think something like 8-year-old, what did he do? He said, yes, 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 10 times and was done. And when we saw that, we were kind of laughing. Yeah, he answered all questions correctly. Yes, I'm able to explain these things. You ask a closed question, so you get a yes-no answer. That is a correct answer to a yes-no question. Probably the intent of the teacher was, of course, something different. But she asked a closed question, so she gets a closed answer. Yes, no. Questions and how often you ask these make a huge difference. Recently, at a leadership training, we had these kind of conversations in terms of negotiation, and we played a typical scene. So there was a participant from the training, and I was playing the physician that wants to have more tables. And so I said, I need these 100 tables. And then she started to ask questions. Okay, what do you need this for? Yeah, I need these to write an abstract. What do you need the abstract for? Well, I want to go to this conference and present this abstract, and the abstract deadline is there. And that went on for some time, and then she stopped. What she didn't ask was, why do you want to go to this conference? What is the purpose behind that? What do you want to achieve by submitting an abstract there? What is the underlying thing? And this is so, so important in negotiation, in conflict resolution, and all these kind of different situations. You need to understand what is the intent behind it. In negotiation, I very often speak about the difference between intent and position. Position is what the person asked for. I want 100 tables. Intent is, what is the underlying goal of that? And very often you only get to the intent if you ask lots of different questions. And so keep asking these questions until you're really sure you are at the intent. Another thing, when you do networking, great questions will make a huge difference. Gary Eiffen talks about his story in terms of doing networking with, important stakeholders that he has. At the time, so these were group leaders or directors of other groups his team was working with. And he would have often kind of meetings with them, very often in a more kind of casual way, maybe over lunch or over coffee. And he would ask a very, very typical question. What are the things that keep you up at night? And sometimes the other person would kind of open up and speak about kind of what are the real problems. Often, they would kind of think like, well, from a statistical point of view, because Gary was a statistician, and then started. And then Gary would stop and say, no, irrespective of whether I'm a statistician, what are the things that keep you up at night? This is really important to kind of set the frame correctly, because otherwise Gary would have only gotten problems where the other person thought, oh, Gary could help potentially. Now, the other person, of course, doesn't know what Gary can really do. That is, these are only the things that Gary knows. And that is the same for when you talk to other people. When you talk to someone within regulatory, within HR, within medical, clinical operations, in HDA, all these kind of different things. They will often not know what you're really capable of. So take away any kind of restrictions that they have in mind. Another thing, one of my leadership trainers told this story once, and yes, I'm doing leadership training. I'm actually participating in leadership training because I always want to do and learn more about things in terms of leadership. And every good leadership trainer always kind of looks for other trainers that help them. So this leadership trainer told the following story. He had this kind of problem and he wanted to solve it. However, to actually solve it, he needed to invest 3,000 euros. He thought, that is really crazy, lots of money. And so he went to this person in this department he was working with. I don't remember whether it was finance or marketing or something like this. And said, I think I have a solution, but it's far too expensive. And then the other person said, okay, tell me what it costs. And said, it's really expensive. I think potentially I can get it for 3,000. And the other person was laughing. Let me show. And then he showed kind of all the investments, the numbers and things like that. And the 3,000 were just locked in the round things. These were peanuts for the other person. Don't assume something. Always ask. Don't take things for granted that this will always take that long, or this will be always that expensive, or this is so important, or this is less important. Ask. Clarify your assumptions. Don't just go into things and assume people know. Assume certain things. With not clarified and conflicting assumptions, there's so many problems coming from this. And you can only solve these by asking questions, checking your assumptions. So ask better questions. Ask open questions. Ask for what are the underlying things. If you delegate things, you can ask questions like, what do you need from me to be successful here? Great question. So ask better questions. That will make a huge impact in your professional life. If you want to learn more about all things leadership, there's a lot more episodes about leadership that I already have here recorded on the podcast. There's also a lot more coming up, so please subscribe to the podcast. And if you want to become really, really influential as a leader, have a look into the Effective Statistician Academy. There's a couple of things you can get from there that will make you a more effective statistician, a more influential statistician. So stay tuned, have fun, and be an effective statistician.